Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. Yesterday, I reported the findings of a recent Barna study group poll and learned that when asked the question, "What is a purpose-driven life to you?" 44% said that their top priority in life is having a satisfying family life. Now, there were several other interesting statistics within the results. For instance, economics. 55% of adults with a college degree and annual earnings exceeding $60,000 put family in first place, compared to 44% of those in the middle socioeconomic ranges and only 36% of those in the downscale bracket. In other words, those with no college degree and a household income below $20,000. Now, when you mix in the fact that one of the number one reasons for marriage problems and divorce is financial problems, you've got a time bomb waiting to explode. I can remember being young and daydreaming what it would be like to be like some of the rich kids that I went to school with. When I began to express this envy to my parents, they reminded me of everything we did have, and our greatest wealth was our wonderful family, and in that we were very, very rich. At the time, it didn't quite sink in. I mean, I still wanted a skateboard and a new bike. But looking back, I can clearly see that even though we may not have been rich in material things, my parents gave me and my siblings the most valuable possession on earth, a great family. Some of my fondest memories are playing ping pong with my family on the carport. I can even remember my dad bringing me a giant cardboard refrigerator box from work that I converted into a fort. So if you can't afford the latest Xbox, get a $2 deck of cards and play a family game of bluff. If you can't afford expensive theme parks, take your family to your local community park, and they will cherish the time there more than any theme park ride. Don't allow finances to dictate the quality of your family life. Be creative, and remember, you're not just having fun. You're developing a bond between you and your children that will last forever. You may not be able to afford expensive material things, but you can afford to give your children a great family life. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.